Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going to pop in here for a couple minutes? I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
I'm a good friend with Wonstadt as well. And what's his drink of choice, by the way?
Usually a Manhattan.
Bourbon.
Or Terry Bradshaw bourbon.
Yeah, exactly.
Bourbon. All right, good. I'm an old-fashioned guy myself.
Football analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
You'll see that on Netflix. I'm going over to Miami Wednesday. Netflix is coming in here. They're doing a big thing on the comeback of the Dallas Cowboys. So the inner circle, we're doing it. We're heading down to the Keys. Jan's coming with me, and we're going to meet Jimmy at the Big Chill. That's his restaurant down there, and our attorney will be there, probably Nick Christian. And in their mind, it's going to rival the Michael Jordan. I mean, that's the effort that they're putting into it. You know, the last dance. I'm looking forward to it.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it. You're going to do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
How are you, Dave?
I'm great. I'll tell you, Tanny, nice job. You keep putting another level, another layer on top of that little intro. Very good. Very good. Now you got the Netflix angle going. Perfect.
It's kind of like you, Coach. You keep putting on extra levels and layers of your life, you know? Just keep adding skills and experiences.
Hey, we got to make this announcement right now. Shane, I got a job for you other than what you do.
What?
At the studio. I had a long talk with Terry Bradshaw. The bourbon, he's out of the bourbon business.
No way.
Oh, no. No.
It's a long story. It'd be a good chapter for the book. Uh-huh. We can't get into it now, but we need somebody, one of our listeners, to step up, and we'll give them a little publicity, but they need to step up, and, we need to contribute a little bourbon here. Shane, you can give them the one to send it down there.
All right, so whichever listener is going to do this, headlines here, you just have to do exactly what Terry did. So we need two beers. So we can make that happen.
Wait, so what's
That'll
the job?
Great.
You're asking Shane to get into the business of bourbon procurement for our sessions and segments here?
Absolutely.
Oh, he can do that.
Yeah, we can do better than Terry.
He knows people. Go to restaurant you went to over in that one area where we went.
I wonder if I'll go to Rosemary and just say, Dave needs bottles of bourbon. Let me have that.
Does Joe Namath have a bourbon? I mean, let's just go, you know, old quarterback bourbon for 500, Alex.
You know what? Charles Woodson does. Maybe I'll get a hold of Charles and see if he'll send up a little.
He's got a good wine. Okay. Intercept is Charles Woodson's wine. It's delicious, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah, it is. It's good. Good.
I'm gonna just Google celebrity bourbons, and we'll start naming people until we. Do you know Jamie Foxx?
We got to work on that. We got to work on that. Okay, that's a task for the next month.
All right, Dave. I'm gonna just name people who have celebrity bourbons, and you tell us if you know them. Do you know Jamie Foxx?
No.
Do you know Drake?
No.
Do you know Jason Aldean?
No, I don't. No, you're
all right, Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson it is.
There you go.
It's good to have fun with names.
I agree, Pat.
The next three he knows, Charles Woodson, Scottie Pippen, and Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty has some?
Yeah,
Scotty
has some.
I
could definitely reach out to Scotty. He was in my box enough when I was a Dolphins coach. He was down there with his guys and I got to know Scotty down here in Miami. He was living on his boat or down in Miami or something. So,
we'll get to the Bears, but like, how did it go? And the Keys, did you meet with the Netflix people? Did they interview you guys about the Cowboys run? Who was all down there getting interviewed, Coach?
Well, this run, it was just, Jimmy and myself. Jimmy went, I think he told me he went 5 hours. I went 4 hours straight. I'm talking about only stand up and drink a bottle of water and sit back down and here we go. And, but they've talked to Kenny Norton and they've talked to Emmett. They did 3 days worth of Jerry. What I'm told, they were flying back to Dallas and they were going to do Troy and Michael. They did Charles Haley. I don't have the final list. So they're, and then the time they do all the editing and what gets thrown out. They're flying today and they're going to do Mr. Murdoch and they're going to do Phil Knight.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
How could you do a documentary without Mr. Murdoch and Phil Knight? Did you talk to Jerry at all?
No. I was just, as you guys saw the picture, I was just with Jimmy. We walked into the Big Chill, okay, his restaurant. And he said, bring us an order of nachos that covers the table, and I want them stacked this high. It was Shane, you're talking about Mexican food now, guys. And then we had dinner. And then he took them out. He said, give me a half. I want a key lime pie, just a half to go. And the girl comes up and says, you mean a half of a slice? He says, no. I want a half of a key lime pie in the car to go home. Oh, it was beautiful.
It sounds lovely.
Oh, my God. An order of nachos as big as the table. This is the stuff that gets Coach going right here.
And then stack them this high, he said, you know, stack them.
Did you get the sense that you guys were going to be able to speak honestly about the fallout between Jimmy and Jerry?
Well, we did, but what comes out in it, that's
right. We don't know what
idea.
They're going to release, but you feel like you answered honestly.
Yeah, and I asked Jimmy. I said, "How deep do we want to go on this thing? What do you think?" And he said, "Let's go deep." You know, so we talked about a lot. We talked about the Herschel Walker trade and half the stuff that you guys know, and then we get into some other things that I won't get into now, you'll have to watch the special and see it.
You know, it is one of the great chapters in professional sports history is what happened there with Jimmy and Jerry and you and all of that. And it's good if you guys were honest. For anybody who doesn't know, it's part of the brokered piece for Jerry and Jimmy that led to Jimmy's Jimmy getting into the Ring of Honor there in Dallas, this special. So I hope you guys are all honest, including Jerry.
And, you know, one of the last questions that they asked me, they said, hey, do you really think that this is going to be people are going to have interest in this? And I said, let me tell you something. When I was driving here this morning, I was listening to the NFL Network, and they were talking about the Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft calling the owner Arthur Blank in Atlanta, saying he didn't trust Belichick. He wouldn't hire him. Bill not getting a job. And I said, the host, the guy that was doing the show, I don't even know who it was. He referenced, he says, well, this is head coach and owner after the fact, a lot like the Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones thing. So I said, I don't know. This morning I'm driving in and they're still referencing Jerry and Jimmy. So I said, I think people will have an interest in it.
Yeah, I think that makes a heck of a lot of sense. It sounds like it was a good time, and we'll.
And then this morning I was at Miami's practice. I was over there at 7 a.m. at the U. Jan and I, we stayed at the Biltmore in Coral Gables, legendary hotel, 5-star hotel. And then we this morning I got up early. I called Mario Cristobal. Jason Taylor's his defensive line coach.
Wow.
I drove down to the U. Got in there with those guys. I was meeting with them at 7:15 this morning. And then left there, went up, met with our attorney, Nick Christian, at 9:30, because we lost so many papers, legal stuff in the hurricane. And so we had to re-sign everything. So, yeah, I had a full day. Then back over to Naples from Miami. So here we go.
What is Shane? Go ahead.
When I told Shane if I'm available, I meant if I'm available, because I did not know. It's been a long 2 days.
Yeah, it sounds like it. We're excited to work with you next Thursday when we're in Detroit, and you and Pat Manley are going to be back here for the draft. What does Jimmy Johnson think the Bears should do other than Caleb Williams? Or does he not think Caleb Williams? What does he think?
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know, and he doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the simplest way I could sum it
up.
That's
the best. That's the best.
Jimmy was talking about, I think Jan said, well, what time are you getting out on the Jan said, what time are you getting out in the morning on the water? And he said, before the sun comes up. So he's still in his routine, up on the boat, out on the water, lines in the, you know, throw the fishing lines in, sun comes up. And now I think Jan said, well, you doing that every day? He says, well, I think he said 5 beers. Once I finish my 5th Heineken, you know, whether it's 9:30, 10, 11 o'clock, then it's time to come in.
Hey, coach.
Good rule.
Yeah, right? It's an outstanding rule.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, yeah, get out there before the sun comes up.
Starting at 5:30 or 6.
Yeah. Tell your time of day based on beers consumed.
I'll be back after 9 beers, babe.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah. He's beautiful.
Yeah, he's played it well, this life thing. He's done good with that. Hey, coach, what do you think about the Bears really only doing the deep dive quarterback visit with Caleb? And not any other quarterbacks. Lewis Riddick was tweeting about it earlier today, saying that he was talking to somebody else, a personnel man around the league. It was like, why aren't the Bears looking into other quarterbacks? If you had the number one pick, is it okay to lock in on your guy and only focus on Caleb?
Well, I guarantee you they've done their homework on you know, on Jalen Daniels, on J.J. McCarthy, on Drake May. They've done their homework on all of them. They've got probably folders on everyone. And they know, okay, let's say Caleb is the guy. But, yeah, things could happen. God forbid the guy gets sick. I mean, that. Why do you think that nobody – we would never really make a trade before we were on the clock and talking to the player, because we wanted to make sure that he was healthy and nothing happened crazy the night before the draft. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. And so the Bears definitely have a plan that if something crazy happened with Caleb, who would they take? So they got a plan. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. But they're pretty confident that things are going to work out. So that's why they're sitting there. That's why they haven't done anything else with anybody.
What are you hearing? You'd always start talking to people. What do you think you know ahead of the draft?
I think that here's the question that's worth debatable. How much are the Vikings going to overpay to move into the top four or top three? Forget about Caleb, to get the second pick, Washington, to get the third pick, New England. How the Giants, the fourth pick, how much are they willing to pay? They got the 11th pick and the 23rd pick, and they're going to overpay. I can tell you right now. Do they think that Sam Darnold, we know that he has failed at a couple of different places. Are they willing to say, we're not going to overpay crazy? Or are they willing to give those two first-round picks plus something else to move from 11 up to 3, 11 up to 2, because that's probably what it's going to cost them. So that's one of the stories that I'm kind of – I can't wait to see the decision if they do that. And if they do that, who are they going to take? I don't know. I mean, I talk to coaches. I do know. I mean, I talk to coaches at the Vikings, and they love Drake May. They're talking about J.J. McCarthy. So I think they're kind of focused on that third or fourth pick as far as what they would be willing to give up in a trade, not the second pick.
Coach,
that's what I can tell you.
You think if the Bears, if we get to 9, are there many teams that are going to want to trade up with the Bears? We've been talking about this scenario for a long time, but I don't know who would be worth trading up for when you're sitting there at 9.
Well, you're the team who needs quarterbacks. I mean, the team that doesn't have a quarterback, obviously Denver does not have a quarterback, right? We know that. I mean, who doesn't really believe in their quarterbacks might be a better question, that might be willing to move up 1, 2, 3 spots to get into 9 and for the Bears to move back. And if the Bears are sitting there at that point and they're saying, okay, we're going to take a receiver. We could take Polk from Washington if we want to get a Deebo Samuels. That's what he is. He can do everything. If you want the best third down receiver in the draft, I think it's McConkie, the kid out of Georgia. If they want a guy in the red zone that catches everything, you take Coleman out of Washington State. So, and then you get into the pass rushers. If you want the complete player, you take Burse. If you want probably the best pass rusher in the whole draft, you take Latu, the guy from UCLA, but he failed a physical. So they got to be sitting there looking through this and saying, we could take one of two of these guys. We could take Burse or Latu if we move down 3 or 4 picks. Then I think the Bears trade out of it and pick up an extra player and pick up an extra pick. That's the way I would look at it. Unless they are all in and 100% sold on this player at this position, then I would move down for sure, because people are going to be trying to get up there. And once those first four quarterbacks go, let's assume they're gone in the first 4 or 5 picks, now you're looking at Penix, you're looking at Bo Nix, and those guys are good players. And there's teams that don't have a quarterback that would want those guys. The Raiders would love to have one of those guys. As I said, Denver would love to have one of those guys. Now, are you going to make a deal to let them jump up to 9, get their quarterback, and you move down a few spots? That's how they got to look at it.
Hey, Coach, I read something the other day about a study that had taken place studying every draft pick between 88 and 2004, and it still gets referenced these days, about how the right thing to do is to trade down. That teams massively overestimate their ability to tell stars from flops, and that human dynamics come into play and people get egotistical in the draft, and that if you trade down and get another pick either in the draft or in next year's draft, historically it has proven to be much more valuable than actually just taking your guy. So
Yeah, let's go back to the Vikings. I mean, that's a great point, Spiggs. Let's go to the Vikings and say that they sit at 11, and they know they're going to get they don't know anything, but let's just say that they believe they're going to get Bo Nix, or they're going to get Penix at 11 and keep their pick, or maybe move down a little bit. I agree with you. They could definitely still the problem. The thing that's really shocking, think about this. I don't know if I would have done this. I mean, you look at Washington, they get rid of their starting quarterback. The Patriots get rid of their starting quarterback. The Vikings get rid of their starting quarterback. So these guys are desperate for a quarterback, and they're kind of boxed in there. They're kind of put in a corner, and I think they're all going to overpay unless they take somebody where they're at. They could overpay to try to get the guy that they really think is the difference maker. And as you just said, there's no statistics to prove that, hey, this guy is definitely going to be the home run.
Have you seen egos be a problem in the draft room, Coach?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have. And, the big debate in the draft room, and let me tell you what's going on, okay? The scouts have worked their tails off on these players since these guys entered college, maybe before that. So they're big on best player available. So you got one board that's nothing from one, whoever it is. Let's just say, for example, to put a little buzzkill on these quarterbacks, let's say that everybody thought that Marvin Harrison Jr. was the best player in this draft, for example. So he's one, and then you go from there down to 500. And then on the other board, you got best player by position. The teams that are starting from scratch, you definitely better go by best player available. The teams that think they're close, or the coaches are close to getting fired, or the GMs that are close to getting fired, they're looking at this thing by what best player is available. Or it doesn't have to be, let me back up. The teams and the coaches that think they're closest to making the next step. We were there in Dallas. When we drafted Russell Maryland with the first pick, was he the best player in the draft? Absolutely not. But we made a decision that we needed a defensive tackle. He was the highest rated defensive tackle. We knew him on and on and on. I don't care what anybody says about numbers. We're taking this guy. He can help us win. And so I think that's what's going on in the draft rooms. And I think the Bears fall into that second category where they are close. In my mind, they are close to winning. They're going to get their quarterback and now get a player that can help you win this year and get into the playoffs and not just save jobs, but take the next step to getting to the ultimate goal.
Would you draft a punter in the fourth round?
I have. Why not?
Yeah, that does not surprise me. Would you draft a punter in the third round?
Why not? I have.
Second round?
Probably not.
All right.
Where did you draft a punter in the third and the fourth? Back-to-back years in Miami? What are we talking about here?
Oh, you guys, we're sick. Why can't we stay, keep talking quarterbacks or positions?
Let me tell you something.
Todd Sauerbrunn, you guys ever hear of Reggie Roby?
Yes.
You know, idea who he is?
Brilliant punter for the Dolphins with crazy hang time, huge leg, a god among punters.
Where did he go to college? He went to Iowa, okay?
Okay.
And Reggie Roby, Todd Sauerbrunn, broke every record of Reggie Roby's in college. Todd Sauerbrunn punted. He kicked field goals. He kicked off. I was down at the Senior Bowl myself and watched this guy kick. And all I was thinking is we're going to run the ball, play defense, and punt the ball, and the opponent's going to take over the football inside the 20 every time. Even though a lot of the fans in Chicago don't want to believe it, there was some real thinking and logic to that pick. Okay.
Okay. Dave, you are the absolute best. When do you get to Chicago?
I told Shane I'd be around on Monday, but I'll be there before that.
Do you want us to not bother you before Monday? Noted.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I'll be on Mullion Hall Tuesday, and then I guess I'll be with you guys on Thursday. I got some Big Ten stuff. I got a lot of action this next week.
Awesome.
All right, Coach. Well, we will we'll talk to you next week, and you'll be a part of our show Thursday night.
Yeah, throughout the draft. Me and Pat Manning, we can rehash some old times. I think I got to get Tony Wise to call in and say how much he hated Pat Manley as an offensive lineman. I think that would be, if we have some dead time, that would be worth a call.
Okay. Sounds good.
Tony was going to come, but he, you know, yesterday he told me, I don't know, I got to go, you know, visit Rutgers or something. I don't know.
Whatever he's got to do.
Yeah, he was busy.
Yeah.
He was doing something.
He was doing something, which really, you don't, when you're kind of come to Chicago and you get a chance to go to Tofano's and you get a chance to come to the Score and see Mitchie and all the guys.
Yep.
You're not doing anything.
Hey, he'll regret that trip to Rutgers. He will regret that. It's a guarantee.
Everybody does. All right. See you, Dave. We'll talk next week.
All right. Didn't mean to bother you.
All right. No problem. There it is. Guy's got excellent comedic timing.
He's the best.
It's only improving.
Oh, leaning into a new bit. We love that.
Yeah, it's only improving.
Hey, this is when we get news broken here. It's when we ask about, you know, Justin Fields and the Steelers and stuff when Wani's still hanging around in the Zoom, you know?
And now he's eating. Yeah. He waited until the hit was over, and now he's eating.
Hey, that's good. Good for
that's
him.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
We just got word that the Cubs game has been postponed tonight. So no Cubs game tonight. Guys, there's going to be a doubleheader on a Saturday. I know.
Saturday doubleheader.
Oh, no. No.
Sorry, Shriff.
Game one. Saturday looks like a day-night doubleheader.
Missed out on the opportunity to be able to black out at the Cancer Kids thing tonight and then not come into work tomorrow.
Yeah,
doubleheader would have meant full no go.
Camp One Step for the kids.
I think you could still make it happen. We'll be on 5 o'clock. Yeah, you have time to recoup.
Yeah, we got a short show.
It's
tomorrow.
A controversial charity endeavor. Blackout for the kids.
For the cancer kids.
Blackout for the cancer kids.
Hey man,
it does well. Does surprisingly well.
Still raising money.
You going hard tonight?
No, of course not. It's a Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I'm an adult.
I'm sorry.
I'm 32 damn years old.
I didn't know you were an adult. That's what's new.
Yep. Breaking news on the Score. It's brought to you by BetQL.
I don't know. Open bar, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Are they already regretting trading Michael Bush in L.A.? It's next on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.